contemplating the breath, that this may indicate this particular method is not a suitable practice and that one should seek an alternative method. Could you please comment on this? It often happens that when people meditate, they become drowsy and even go to sleep.
Because in some cases now, you see, some people who it's very difficult to get sleep, to have sleep, then sometimes advise these people to recite some mantra. It helps to go to sleep. No, wait.
What's that? I don't know. How can you do it?
What?
What is happening?
Now, I will, you see, explain. Now, you see,
It often happens that when one meditates, one generates laxity and lethargy, a heaviness of mind and body. This is due to the fact that the mind is withdrawn too much inside. What one has to do to overcome this is to tighten the mind, make the mind more taut. If this doesn't work, then because the cause of this state is due to the mind's being withdrawn too much inside, one should then look at something bright or a wide view.
Wash face.
And then it also helps to throw cold water on the face, to wash the face.
Go in air. The fresh air.
Go where there's fresh air.
That's just one method.
It may be the case that there is some physical connection.
Now, this is a particular case. Now.
If, in regard to this specific question, it is a matter that when you concentrate on the breath, you become unusually sleepy, whereas if you concentrate on some other object, your mind is quite bright. If this happens, if this is your usual mode of procedure, there may be some connection there physically.
Then
it would be suitable to switch your object.
I don't know, you see, this person, while you concentrate on breathing, whether you see, imagine certain, how to say, inner element, such as, you see, chakra, certain places, or you see certain lights in these particular places. I don't know, you see, if you are, while you concentrate in breathing, these practice involve or not. If not, then there might be, you see, advisable while you're practicing the breathing, per se, practice, per se, in the
you could test and see what happens if you put somewhere in the upper part of your body a some light. In general, it's said that when your mind becomes, when it sinks and becomes lax, it's helpful to move the object upwards. And it, when your mind gets excited, it helps to move the object downwards.
So chakra, so. Now you see four chakras or five chakras, six chakras like that. So now that is the way.
In accordance with the particular situation at the moment.
It's clear? Very clear.
What advice do you have to the parents of a 7-year-old child who has brain cancer? She is undergoing Western treatment in London at this moment.
No doubt, the parent, whatever the, they can cure, but every means, I mean, no doubt to make effort. So, then the, I think,
there are cases where it's helpful to repeat mantra and so forth.
In every day, then mikbo komyar tende yon yongre.
And the imagination, imaginative meditations.
Ina yata ko namasan nubatanda matu seyadi yon nizu mangushu zhalati orba.
But whether these could be effective right away would depend on many different factors. And then in the Buddhist system, when one has tried whatever methods are possible and those haven't been effective, one reflects on the inevitable cause and effect of actions, karma. For those who believe in a creator God, they can think on these things as being the creations of God, and from this point of view, gain some help also.
Most important thing is the child mentally must remain in, ease, ease, peace. That's important. Beside that, I don't know. It's very difficult to make suggestion. Now, lagi number member the matok sos ni udon. Lagi number member the matok sos ta ko ngos ching debu de min sedu zane juju don cha kau shar vato jadi.
As it said, when the effect of a karma, the effect of an action, is in a stage of manifest fruition, it's very difficult to do anything. We are told that progress along the spiritual path depends upon faith. What is the substantial cause of faith?
Taba,
In general, faith is of three types: the faith of clarity or clear delight, the faith of wishing to achieve something, and the faith of conviction. For the main causes of faith, it is helpful to reflect on reasoning, and then beyond that, to develop actual experience yourself. As you think more and more upon reasonings, your experience increases and increases, and due to that, your faith becomes more and more firm. Within faith, within faith and other types of spiritual experiences, there are two types. One that comes by more adventitious causes, just suddenly sweeping over one, and another that comes by way of making hard effort over a long period of time. And the one that occurs from hard effort over a long period of time is more stable. But then these more adventitious experiences are indeed helpful. Yeah. If one finds it difficult to
It
also is very important and effective, very helpful, if when you have some sudden, unusual, adventitious experience, deep experience, if you take hold of that and practice strongly within it right at that time. If one finds it difficult to comprehend all the different levels of practices, what is a simple, basic practice that one should bear in mind? I think in summary, it's what I often say: at best, if you're able to do so, then help others. If you're not able to do so, however, at least do not harm others. This is the main practice. The essence of the teaching of the Great Vehicle is altruism, the helping of others. The essence of the teaching of the Vehicle of Hearers is to refrain from harming others. In terms of the stages of practice, on the first level, one restrains ill deeds in terms of giving up the 10 non-virtues. And takes vows relative to that level. And then there are other restraints or vows that one engages in a more and more vast way as one proceeds higher. Is it possible to reconcile special love for one person, as in marriage, for example, with equanimity? Or is it only possible to develop equanimity if one is completely non-attached with no personal involvements, that is to say, to become ordained? At the stage of beginning practice, one has different levels of love, stronger sense of love for those that are closer to oneself, and a different sort of love for those who are not so close. However, as one practices and gradually develops, one's love becomes equal in strength toward each and every being.
As
I was saying earlier, when one is initially practicing or in initial stages of practice, one's love, compassion, faith, and so forth are pretty much mixed, at least with a little of the afflictive emotions. If a wholesome thought is followed by an unwholesome action, which has the greater karmic effect? Yes.
Wholesome.
If a good thought is followed by a bad action. It'll be in terms of the type of action that one is doing at the point of executing the action, of what it is involved with, what one is up to and what one is accomplishing at that time. And it also depends upon the extent of one's motivation prior to engaging in the action, how vast it is or not. There are cases where the motivation, because of being so powerful and so vast, comes to be stronger in effect. And other cases in which the actual execution of the action comes to be stronger due to the situation, the object, and the time. Many Buddhists find it disturbing to hear of Buddhist teachers who regularly break certain precepts. For example, saying that it may be permissible to drink, to cohabit within the Sangha, to seek abortion, and so forth. Are there ever any circumstances in which these precepts may be broken? As it is said in the Bodhisattva vehicle, in the scriptures of the Bodhisattva vehicle, there is for the fruition or the development, maturation of one's own mental continuum, the practice of the six perfections. And then in order to mature others' continuums, there are the doing avashya.
Doing avashya.
There are the four means of gathering students.
Tatalaya sangsingi chimba. Tene ni nyambar mawaslan.
The first
telaya kasore shweshayare. Tagana shingi telaya encourage taya tishigyare.
The first is to give actual material things to students. The second is to give encouragement and the third is by teaching those practices that are to be adopted and those actions that are to be discarded to cause the student to enter into the Dharma. And the fourth is to completely practice oneself what one teaches others. And it's in common sense we can understand that it's not suitable to explain one thing to other people for them to do and then oneself to do something else. Speaking frankly, this means that the spiritual guide does not have the full qualifications of a spiritual guide. Would His Holiness please
explain? It is said that it is
important for a student prior to making a dharmic connection with someone as a teacher, for the student to understand what the qualifications of a guru or lama are in accordance with what's set forth in the Vinaya, that is to say the discipline, what's set forth in the discourses, and what's set forth in Tantra.
Lama temper doing a meeting in a lamenting the shiver chin, round the township of this.
And then it's also said that a person who wishes to become a teacher teaching others, that person must understand what these qualifications are and work at fulfilling those qualifications. Then in the mantra system, tantra system, there is a mode of procedure of adepts who are at a very high level. And a boundary line is set forth for when it's permitted for the adept to engage in these unusual activities. That boundary line is said to be when the adept has achieved stability, then those unusual practices are possible.
You see, that means tampa thamne se ajarwa dilia and dugupema karbo tindu sundu. Tampa thamne shebe thens ani jaba tela tenes la ta jaba sha jarwa jaba tela tene shem mate ba kya tela nen jog top ki mate ba se ya ki nuwe ni be samnes.
And then what is the meaning of
nuwe ni be tenda se seres?
What is the meaning of having attained stability? It means that the yogi has attained a capacity such that through these unusual activities, rather than causing other people to lose their faith. I think so.
I'll repeat. Mm-hmm. khodi chaba telatine mingashe madabe ki sigwa wa tinde madabe ki be khodula madabe de se thuyagi ya nuba ikuli yeding chaso tana tenje na roba liya tenje telube kasuri chi damre de sunyu yare chaba damre yungu yare niti ikuli ta jidi be se thuyagi nuba chasa ta chaja ro ngana tane ta qualify chawa tinde yindu ta kongu chaba shishabati nuba nyene chaba shishabati.
So the Drukpa Gagyuba Pema Gabo says that the meaning of attaining stability is that one has attained a certain capacity. That capacity is that through these activities one is capable of overcoming the non-faith that would be caused in someone due to displaying those activities. One has an equal capacity to overcome or remove the absence of faith that such activities would cause.
Then
if the Lama doesn't have such capacity, then if one says, oh, these are the grand activities of the Lama, then this just means you're in a pressed situation with nothing else to say. Would His Holiness please explain the nature of the connection between an action completed many lifetimes ago and its karmic result as experienced through a natural disaster such as being struck by lightning? Is it that our present consciousness or mind stream affects or creates the lightning? Somebody's hit by lightning due to an action many lifetimes ago. Is the present mind creating the lightning, or how is it?
That's the lender touch it house, Addy. But then, she's like your son and Drew Dawas Addy. Does the chick chabba chair, some of the dogs, chick, cotuya, never need to have she, la la resha. That let Nichi. Any Drew Dinigi, two Dinigi, Dinigi, Tony Mingus said, Shiraga, Tomochavish, she'll go you.
With respect to karma, one can understand in a general way that a certain type of action will lead to a certain type of effect because of a mutuality of nature between the cause and effect. However, when one gets down to a specific action at a specific time, creating a specific effect at a specific time, one is on a level of objects of comprehension that is extremely subtle. And it's difficult to understand. For instance, the other day I was speaking about the four procedures for researching or investigating objects, one of them being the procedure of considering the nature of the object. And just as, for instance, the heat is in the very nature of fire, and it's just the nature of fire, so with regard to causes producing certain effects, sometimes we just say, well, that's karma. But the meaning of this seems more to be that it's in the very nature of the cause to produce this effect. Now, the fact that one was at the spot where the lightning hit is that one encountered that particular circumstance is indeed due to karma. The production of the lightning and so forth is through the schema of the elements of this world system itself. I think that one has to make many such distinctions. How can good bodhisattvas who are committed to not killing so comfortably enjoy the results of murder by eating meat, fowl, and fish?
Buddhism ki nalolia duone shakaya mare.
In general, in Buddhism, this is a real point. In general, in Buddhism, in the discipline section in the Vinaya, the eating of meat is not prohibited. And then monks and nuns are persons who, in a sense, are beggars who are going out and begging for food, and thus one doesn't, in the process of this, state one's preference. I would like such and such kind of food.
So you see Ceylonese monk, I think more than now, 15 years back, I discussed with him about, you see, the, what is it, non-vegetarian food. Then he says, you see, strictly speaking, Buddhist monk, neither vegetarian nor non-vegetarian. He answered like that. I think, you see, from the Vinaya Sutra, I think that is the way, right? Now in Sutrayana, in Bodhisattvayana, the Mahayana, generally speaking, emphasis on vegetarian.
Not eating meat is mostly considered to be preferable.
Some Japanese Buddhist community, they're strictly very vegetarian. I think that's the proper practice. Then you see, in Tantrayana, you see, within lower Tantrayana, within three lower Tantrayana, they prohibited meat eating. Then the Mahanuttara Yoga Tantrayana, there's no prohibition of eating meat. So now that is the general system, or how to say, Rodan.
Mm-hmm. General system, mode of explanation.
Mm-hmm. Now the what is prohibited is the sosu sha chid, sosu chid, mi badi, that to get my, mi chid to get my.
It's unsuitable to have an animal specifically killed for oneself.
Right. Oh. Now, for example, now the in market in a sort of a big city, you see, market there is available already there. You can buy, you can eat. Now the place where you see no meat available, there you see you cannot say I want meat. You see that is the. That is the practice. But the best thing is be vegetarian. That's very good. And I myself, you see, at one time in 1965, I try to become a vegetarian and remain next 22 or 23 months. Then in my case, severe jaundice, what call?
Jaundice.
Jaundice. And then it's a discontinue. So like that. So you see, those people who can follow strict vegetarian, that's the best. I really, you see, impressed. The other day, I heard from BBC that in this country, you see the number of vegetarian growing. That's good news.
You said that letting out anger was not good practice. I assume you mean that it was not good practice to express the anger to the person or object of the anger. However, some psychological systems advocate the expression of anger at a separate object like a pillow or a wall as a release of the energy that resides in the angry person. Is this technique useful or is it also harmful?
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, in principle, you see, not at all is it good to express or to let come hatred, anger, feeling. You see, it will, if you sort of neglect, then it will increase. So the only
it will increase. Neglect.
Neglect is heavy, anger
you understand. You don't mean neglect. Neglect means pasha, no?
Right. Yeah. But anger you don't mean neglect.
Oh. If you neglect implementing an antidote, then it will increase.
So today you do?
I understand you now.
Yes. Now, so you see, in principle, it is better to try to minimize. But you see, when you when somehow you see anger is fully developed, then that moment, I think some of my friend also, same way. So when he feels some irritation, then sometimes he himself hit like this. I think that also is good. And as mentioned here, I think between hit on wall or pillow, I think pillow is much better because it won't. So that's the, under particular circumstances, then let come harmlessly to other, isn't it? That also matters.
Several of us here had to tell a few lies at work in order to be able to come. And to benefit from your teaching. Is the bad karma acquired from telling lies countered by the good karma acquired through learning? This is a true situation.
Now that depends, how much gain, how much gain benefit, right? If you gain some benefit, if you implement certain things, through that way, if you gain something for way of life, way of thinking, then worthwhile. So that depends on the, on these factors, I think. In Buddhism, as Shantideva said, the most important thing is we have to consider the result.
We have to distinguish what to do and not to do in terms of the purposes that can be accomplished.
Not much importance about the means or means. So with that background, in a certain thing which completely prohibited in Vinaya Sutra, you see that same action allow in under certain circumstances. And that same thing, under certain circumstances, not only allowing, but emphasis must practice or must implement. Now that, like you see, is a certain medicine for cure certain illness. Now you see, different circumstances. At the beginning, you should eat some kind of, medical. Now that, after some time, that may not be suitable. So you see, instead of eating, that must be abandoned. So like that. So in order to purify our mind or oneself, now under the different circumstances or different stages, different method should implement. So that's the main reason, main philosophy. Right. Yeah. Very good.
Yes.